Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, globalists reveal the great economic reset that is coming in 2021. On the Republic Broadcasting Network, where truth lives. You can call into the show live and ask a question and get involved at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Targeted Massachusetts is in the process of forming a 501c3 nonprofit so that we can give some money back to the community. There is a link at our site, targetedmassachusetts.org. And if you are uncomfortable using your credit card online, you can mail it to me at P.O. Box 193, Pembroke, Massachusetts, or MA. The zip code is 02358. Once again, P.O. Box 193, Pembroke, Mass. 02358. Now is the time for a great reset. Now, how many of you remember me speaking about COVID-19 as a cover-up for something that was coming? In this case, it's an excuse that they're going to lay all the blame on for what's going to happen in the future. This actually started in 2008, and then President Barack Obama prevented the Fed from actually performing their job, which would have brought the economy around. Instead, we just patched it up. As it has been for so many years. I'll just give you a few topics that are coming up. We're finished if we don't change after coronavirus, warns naturalist Jane Goodall. And that's 17 June 2020. Influenza. COVID clusters and air travel. And that is a World Health Organization briefing. 16 June 2020. COVID-19 top science stories of the week. Spreading to surface risk within households. So you can visit the Great Reset microsite. We can emerge from this crisis a better world if we act quickly and jointly, writes Professor Klaus Schwab. The changes we have already seen in response to COVID-19, prove that a reset of our economic and social foundations is possible. This is our best chance to instigate stakeholder capitalism. And here is how it can be achieved. Now, the COVID lockdowns are easing, but anxiety about the world's social and economic prospects is only intensifying. There is good reason to worry. A sharp economic downturn has already begun, and we could be facing the worst depression since the 1930s. But while this outcome is likely, it is not unavoidable. To achieve a better outcome, the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contacts and social contracts, working conditions. Every country, from the United States to China, must participate. And every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. And they've been planning this for years. It's not something new. I've listened to several videos, and I've read several papers on this, and I cannot believe what they are planning. There are many reasons to pursue a great reset, but the most urgent is COVID-19. Having already led to hundreds of thousands of deaths, the pandemic represents one of the worst public health crises in recent history. And with casualties still mounting in many parts of the world, it is far from over. So the economy is going to be beat down again and again and again because there is no choice. Some of the states in the U.S. are threatening to lock down again because they are seeing a growth in infection. This will have serious long-term consequences for economic growth, public debt, employment, and human well-being. According to the Financial Times, global government debt has already reached its highest level in peacetime. Moreover, unemployment is skyrocketing in many countries. In the U.S., for example, one in four workers have filed for unemployment since mid-March, with new weekly claims far above historic highs. The International Monetary Fund expects the world economy to shrink by 3% this year, a downgrade of 6.3 percentage points in just 4 months. All of this will exacerbate the climate and social crises that we already see underway. Some countries have already used the COVID-19 crisis as an excuse to weaken environmental protections and enforcement. And frustrations over social ills like rising inequality. U.S. billionaires' combined wealth has increased during the crisis. Have you read anything about this? What risks does COVID-19 pose to society in the long term? Well, I have already gone over what it's going to do. It's going to tear down the economy as flu season comes once again in the fall. And as I mentioned, we are seeing spikes in infections. I don't know if any of these are reinfections, but we are seeing spikes. COVID-19 is a litmus test for stakeholder capitalism. Richard, you care to comment? I know you're out there somewhere.
Yes, sir. The economy is what they want to fall. They want everything, like you said, reset. And we're going to be losing an awful lot of things that we've lived and worked hard for along the way. The rich are going to be doing okay. We've already seen the funding and money going to them. The poor people, the middle class, the workers, taxpayers are the ones that are suffering already because of COVID-19. And as you said, we're barely into the summer. Fall has not gotten here yet, but that's going to be another dip, I'm afraid.
Yes, it is going to be another dip. And COVID-19 came just at the right time because we never did recover from 2008. It was just patched up as usual. If this situation is left unaddressed, these crises, together with COVID-19, will deepen and leave the world even less sustainable, less equal, and more fragile. Incremental measures and ad hoc fixes will not suffice to prevent this scenario. We must build entirely new foundations for our economic and social systems. Now, what this is leading to is not good at all. It is leading to the UN's plan. They want to redistribute the wealth from one country to another, or from one state to another, and they want everyone to embrace artificial intelligence and the merging of which to the human brain. This is part of the plan. The level of cooperation and ambition this implies is unprecedented. But it is not some impossible dream. Based in fact, one silver lining of the pandemic is that it has shown how quickly We can make radical changes to our lifestyles almost instantly. The crisis forced businesses and individuals to abandon practices long claimed to be essential. From frequent air travel to working in an office, the entire nation is working from home. Likewise, populations have overwhelmingly shown a willingness to make sacrifices for the sake of health care and other essential workers and vulnerable populations, such as the elderly. And many companies have stepped up to support their workers, customers, and local communities in a shift toward the kind of stakeholder capitalism to which they had previously paid lip service. This is not going to be funny. It's not going to be good, although they imply that it will be. This is part of the New World Order, revamped, reset, and ready to be inflicted on the world's population. And this will demand private sector engagement every step of the way. The Great Reset agenda would have three main components. The first would steer the market toward fairer outcomes. To this end, governments should improve coordination in tax, regulatory, and fiscal policy, upgrade trade arrangements, and create the conditions for a stakeholder economy. At a time of diminishing tax bases and soaring public debt, governments have a powerful incentive to pursue such an action. Moreover, governments should implement long overdue reforms that promote more equitable outcomes. Depending on the country, these may include changes. Okay. We are going to commercial. We'll be back shortly. Thank you so much for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Welcome back. Tonight, we are uncovering the real plan that COVID-19 has covered up. And it's the global elites revealing the great economic reset for 2021. You can call into the show live. Please do, and ask a question and get involved at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Targeted Massachusetts is acquiring a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. We have a GoFundMe at our website. It's targetedmassachusetts.org. And if you'd like to mail a donation, mail it to P.O. Box 193, Pembroke, Mass. 02358. You can make your check or money order out to Frank Allen or Targeted Massachusetts. It does not matter. Thank you so much. Now, to get back to our economic disaster, you cannot shut down a nation or the world like COVID-19 did without severe implications. Depending on the country, these may include changes to wealth taxes, the withdrawal of fossil fuel subsidies, and new rules governing intellectual property, trade, and competition, The second component of a great reset agenda would ensure that investments advance shared goals such as equality and sustainability. Okay, there's that word again, sustainability. This word is used in Agenda 21 and the New World Order probably 20 times in some of the papers that I've read. Here, the large-scale spending programs that many governments are implementing represent a major opportunity for progress. The European Commission, for one, has unveiled plans for a $750 billion euro-dollar or $826 billion U.S. dollars for a recovery fund. The U.S., China, and Japan also have ambitious economic stimulus plans. Now, these stimulus plans are very interesting because they are designed to, yes, help the public, but they want to see the public dependent on the government. Rather than using these funds, as well as investments from private entities and pension funds, to fill cracks in the old system, they are saying we should use them to create a new one that is more resilient, equitable, and sustainable. There's that word again, in the long run. This means, for example, building green, urban infrastructure and creating incentives for industries to improve their track record on environmental, social, and governance metrics. The third and final priority of a great reset agenda is to harness the innovations of the fourth industrial revolution to support the public good, especially by addressing health and social challenges. During the COVID-19 crisis, companies, universities, okay, it's the bottom of the hour, folks. We are going to station identification. We'll be right back. Thank you so much.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovine. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Good evening, Frank. My name is Frank. Tonight, we discuss the global reset. Of all of the economic structures that have been in place. And we will finally see one, they say. Richard, what do you think of all this? I mean, they're moving towards the New World Order times 20.
Yes, sir, times 1,000. And the sad part is it's hard to see. It's hard to see any of it. If you take a good long look at it, you find yourself stepping backwards in some cases and then thinking you hit a home run in a couple of after cases, and somewhere along the way you find yourself backwards again. But I like to think of things forward and backwards and even sideways sometimes. But if you found yourself sitting on a stump in the middle of nothingness and no communication, no transportation, no supplies, no health care, no finances, no anything, you'd realize, well, you don't have anything. You've been deprived of it all. And you naturally work back toward trying to have those things put back in place. And TIs have been doing this for years and years. We've been trying to get ourselves back to where we can find doctors we can trust and police officers and government officials, and we've continued working at it. But the general public, they just don't see. But it's coming, you see. When they start taking down the railroads, when they start taking down the bridges that cross for many people from one city to another city, it's going to start showing up. They've already been claiming even the Roosevelt Bridge is cracking and unsafe, and shut it down. And, you know, it's a matter of all the things we need to maintain our society being taken away from us. And T.I. see that best. We see it all the time. It's a little at a time they're doing this. They've done it so slow. Yeah, we've sat around and complained for years and didn't like this or didn't like that. But the reset, it's been here, and we're unable to see this kind of war. We are in a war. It's just a different kind of war. And once they've done all the banks and all the medical and all the other stuff, well, it's going to be kind of late to be trying to change it then. But I'd like to remind America, there's one thing we have no one else has, not like we have it. And many, many millions of people have considered this to be valuable enough to give your life for, and that's your freedom. And we can't afford to lose that. Without that, we have no way to start again. And, I mean, don't you want your kids to grow up at least feeling freedom, knowing freedom as it was meant to be lived, not as someone has reset and rewritten and put you on lockdown to do what you're told to do? And that's what's going to be happening. We do what we have to do. We're used to doing what we have to do, but keep your eyes on the news. Keep your eyes on the things you would need. It's going to be taken away from you.
Okay, Richard, we have a caller, Obstinate, from Arkansas. Go ahead, Obstinate.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Okay.
All right, sir. I just wanted to let people know that I watched C-SPAN 2 tonight. If you care to go back and watch that, they had the Operation Warp Speed. Trump's named the commander with the National Guard, Gustavo Petra. I believe his name, General Gustavo Petra. And they're going to try to roll these vaccination squads out, you know. And Ann Hoff was there from Oklahoma and watched it for about an hour and a half. And that's the vaccination team they're going to send to your houses and try to get you to take those 2 to 4 vaccines with the mark after you get the vaccines. And well, it was quite interesting. Yeah, it was a full dress uniform and everything.
They can't do anything yet simply because they don't have a vaccine.
No, but this is going to be rolled out. That this was. I've heard some people say after Labor Day, but they said it was said on C-SPAN 2. You can go back and pull this up. It lasts about 90 minutes, and they had all the General Inhofe, which is the Armed Service Committee head, and from Oklahoma. James Inhofe, I believe, or Richard Inhofe, I don't know, but I watched it on C-SPAN, but they had the lieutenant, they named the lieutenant general and the general, and they're going to be working with these industries, they're going to be working with any friendly country that can come up with this vaccine immediately, and they're going to have 120,000 National Guard go house to house, and they want this done by 19 January of 2020.
And that is going to be a reality, and we already know the company.
Operation that, Warp Speed is what they call it.
Okay, yeah, we know the company
Operation
that's going to supply the government with the vaccine injection units, and they're going to be...
Yeah, it'd be between 2 and 4 injections, and you have to get a mark after you get to prove you have the injection.
Well, you're marked, all right.
Yeah, I'm not going to get them. I got a mark for them. They don't have to locate me. They come to your doorstep. I'm willing to treat them as they come. I'll vaccinate them too.
Now they can tell if you are vaccinated or not because you're marked like a farm animal.
Right.
Nanotech and implants in them already.
Right. This vaccine, they're between 2 and 4, but after you get that first vaccine, there's an electronic chip inside of it, And it the mark will be like a dissolving surgical, and you know, if you ever mouth surgery or gum surgery or something like that, dissolving stitches, it will be implant, you know, put on your, you know, where it will just dissolve into your arm, and then they can scan you like a Band-Aid. But if anybody wants to know that, I watched that on C-SPAN 2 tonight, so everybody needs to know they're coming to, and they're going to, 300 million Americans are going to be vaccinated. They're going to come to your door and try to forcefully vaccinate
you. The company is Apoject, and they've contracted with the federal government, and this is a one-use cartridge that has the vaccine in it already. It has the needle on it already, and
unlike typical
syringes, they stick this in your arm or wherever and squeeze it and then throw it away. That's the way it works.
And then you'll have to get a mark, but they want to do you 2 to 4 times. But this door ain't opening here, you know. My door won't be open to them. I'll greet them as they need to be greeted. You know, I may not be here after that, but ain't nobody, you know. They're trying down here. I'm calling from Arkansas, and they're trying to get, you know, they're already getting rid of the Confederate statues and everything, because, you know, but we're a different breed of people down here. We stand, and when you come to your house, you're going to get greeted with a welcome mat accordingly how you came.
Exactly. I can see why you called yourself obstinate, because there is nothing good coming out of any of this.
No, you can't roll over and play dead, and all the churches are playing dead and rolled over. That's why they don't go to church down there. I told the churches, you surrendered. Why should I go to church when you're faking it? You surrendered and gave up. We had no church services. But I'm an old guy, and we're just old country people down here in Arkansas. And, you know, people, it's flyover country. Nobody thinks we're smart, but I'll guarantee you we got true grit about it. That's what the True Grit film was, you know, with John Wayne. Then the book was written. We're tougher than a hobnail boot. And they will not,
you are.
You know, we're not going to give in. And that's why everybody else is giving up. I'm okay. You know, I can't help people. And, you know, I tell these other people, well, they'll overlook me or something. No, they won't. They're coming to your rural areas. And, but that is, I watched that on C-SPAN 2 tonight, and if anybody cares to go back, they have named the commander and the assistant lieutenant commander, National Guard. They had their full garb and, you know, the ribbons and all the spaghetti and whatever you call it, the salad dressing on the left side. This is National Guard, and they're going to hire 120,000 people to forcibly come to your house. And
yeah, they have a
list.
It's
hard to believe, but it's true, and they're going to work with any friendly country they can. They got people competing with vaccines and stuff, and they had all the senators. Inhofe from Oklahoma, he's a military, I guess, the head of the military command, you know, the Armed Forces Services. And
okay, well, thank you, Obstinate. I appreciate your calling in
stubbornness
and letting us know that, because
that's the old way. That's the way the Patriots in the Northeast used to be. There was a sniper behind every blade of grass, and the Redcoats made good targets.
That's right. Those
you
were
know
the
what
first
I'm saying?
That was the first guerrilla warfare.
Your house is your castle, and don't want no hassle.
That's right.
You stand your ground and tear in the ground.
Right. We have Ken from New York, and Ken, how are you doing this evening?
Very good, thank you. We lost a battle in Long Island once. I'm not sure we're going to lose the next one again.
Right.
You know,
well, they're going to keep.
Every time they, I'm sorry, go ahead.
They're going to keep reigniting this COVID-19, or it's going to reignite itself, because they seem to let people congregate. I like New York's an example. Your governor was really very upset the other day because he had pictures of people coming out of bar rooms and stuff and hugging each other. And, you know, he wasn't very happy. But this, I think we'll see the impact of this make your numbers go up. What do you think, Richard?
Well, it's kind of like preaching to the choir a little bit about the vaccines or the COVID thing, because TIs have been going through this for, some have said 50, it's actually 60 to 70 years. The poking of needles and use of drugs and chemicals and weaponry and experimentation and V2K and mind control MK Ultra and all of these things are just part of what's going on now. I would hate to be the one to have to tell the public, okay, well, you know, you don't want these vaccines, but they've been doing this for a while. If you get your medical chart and check back at the vaccines you've had before now, there's really no telling what they've already done to you, and chances are they're going to continue doing it and messing people up even more. So we've got to just know that somewhere it's simple. Somewhere along the way, yes, it's got to stop. But you're not going to want to wait until they get to your door with 30 troops fully loaded, driving an army tank to say no. That would be ridiculous. The time to say no is been in the past and has been up for grabs and usage until this very moment. And right. While we have the time, we have to do it now.
Okay, Ken, you care to comment or ask a question?
Well, all you can really do is complain for the moment. There's really nothing else you can do, but it does seem that every time they come up with a cockamamie scheme, it blows up in their faces.
Well, this one, it blew up in somebody's face, and I think, unfortunately, it's us.
Well, you won't know until you see them at the door. You don't see them at the door. You know, they may have. It's very easy for them to commission a couple generals and tell them they got 120,000 people under them. Where are the people?
Yeah, right.
As far as I'm concerned, it's all bull. And so, you know, 90% of what they do ends up becoming bull.
Yeah, right. Well, this reset, this reset is often referred to now as the new multilateralism or the multipolar world order or the new world order. All of these phrases mean essentially the same thing, but they are trying to pull this new world order thing off, and they are using it underneath COVID-19. They're using COVID-19 as a fall guy. Go ahead, Ken. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's okay. Occasionally I go to the hospital for a procedure. I go to the doctor's office, and I wink at the girl sitting behind with all their masks on. And I said, can you see me mouthing? I'm saying a word behind my mask. Can you guess what it is? It starts with bulge, you know.
Yeah.
And none of these people believe this stuff. They're just going along with it for now. They don't think they have any choice, but eventually I think they're going to. It depends on how much pressure is on them. You see, the politician class, they don't miss a paycheck. And it is true. I mean, in my particular case, I'm getting more money than what I was making in my retirement job.
Okay, Ken, I'm not using. Go to commercial. And we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you so much for listening.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Calling you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running?
My name is Frank Allen, and welcome back. We have been discussing the global reset and how it is leading to the New World Order, or the multipolar world order, or the new multilateralism. All of which mean the same thing, the New World Order. Okay, we have Ken still, and we have Pat from Fort Worth. So, Richard, Ken, and Pat, you guys can all talk.
I'm sorry.
Hi, well...
Battery in my phone dropped dead on me.
Okay.
I'm hearing myself. Okay, I just wanted to say... The latest news today, after the Supreme Court things, and Nancy Pelosi standing in front of the Supreme Court with her pink on, which represents abortion, and she's just beside herself because of what the rulings they had, you know. And she goes on to do what I talked about this myself, that Jerome Corsi was on Spingola's show for an hour. And he was announcing the plan to remove Donald Trump from the presidency. It's an e-book. But you can get it at CourseyNations.com. And I'm watching them do it. I'm watching them do it because today she was standing out there and she was said twice that he is, let's see if I can read this. He's an unethical, unfit, intellect, unprepared, and personally unqualified to be president.
Yeah, well, what is she? She's not qualified to do anything. She should go work for Evil.
See, Corsi, he named their plan, and I'm watching them fulfill it. Okay? He said, this is planned to remove Trump from the presidency before the election. They know they won't win the election. They know that.
Okay, so Nancy Pelosi planned COVID-19. That's interesting. Well, but I don't like Nancy Pelosi, and I think
she is. I'm just trying to show you what Corsi said was right. That's what they're planning on doing, getting rid of him before the election, and the way they're planning on doing it, he says is that his cabinet has
okay,
to not
ma'am.
Stand behind him.
Pat, we have to say goodnight. I have to say goodnight
okay.
from Boston, Massachusetts. And my name is Frank Allen. God bless you all.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.